When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Carroll from White Cross. And while you're munching on the latest White Cross album, be sure to tune in right here on the brutally delicious podcast, Yum Yum. Eat it up. Sure.
So, I guess let's just start. What's it like to be finally back and out on the road again? I see you doing some dates with Petra. That's some old school stuff, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, well, you know, we started White Cross in 1985, and then we were super busy. I mean, we just had when we put our first album out. We didn't have an agency or anything like that. Just people kept calling us. And then we had a tour was offered to us as a support act. So we did that. And then after that, by that time, we got an agent and we just played for the next 5 years straight. And that's how we built our following. You know, it's like, so I have my roots back to the analog days
right.
before digital, before cell phones, before all that. You know, we were back in the days, we had to get out a Rand McNally Atlas to plan the routing. I mean, can you even imagine that? It's like, how do we even do that? You know, nowadays, well, you just look at your GPS on your cell and you just go. You know, I have no idea how we did it. I have no idea how it even works, how we got from point A to point B. And then every day
I often wonder that too. I think about like how we even, you know, I go see my son up in a couple states away. How did I get there before
GPS? I know. How did you do it? It's like and then we had to hoard our quarters for the payphone. Because every day we had to find a payphone and call into the office and find out what's going on.
Right.
And report the numbers and all that kind of stuff. And then, I've been around long enough. I've been through like multiple cycles now. I mean, the first, long around 1995, you know, and all of a sudden our record contract is not renewed. Like, what do you mean? You know, we're like one of the best selling acts. Well, not anymore. You're not. Like, well, we got blindsided by the whole grunge, Seattle sound, alternative music, you know. And then it was like 40 years in the wilderness. I felt like Moses, you know, like, God, I thought I was your prophet, you know. It's like, well, yeah. And then you had to run for your life and you're out in the desert for 40 years. So we went through that too, you know, and I went through, oh yeah, Rex, he's that 80s metal Van Halen style Guitar Hero stuff. Nobody cares about that crap anymore. That's a bunch of BS, you know. Nobody, you know. So then I try to make a new album. It's like, oh, I got my whammy bar. No, can't do that. No, can't do any histrionics. No, you got to do, you know, drop tuning on your guitar. You got to do all this stuff. It's like, oh, I didn't even know how to listen to a guitar. I don't know what to do. So we adapted. You know, I tried to play along, tried to be a good soldier. It's like, well, you know, just try to get, you know, it's like, you don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, don't quit. Just keep going.
Neat.
So we did. And along the way, you know, I would say, it was an incredibly painful time for me personally. But the one good thing that came out of it is I rediscovered my love of the blues, and I had to go all the way back to, oh, wait a minute, you know, what got me started on this whole music journey in the first place? And that was my love for blues rock. You know, I'm a product of the 70s. There was all these great bands from the 70s, and Climax Blues Band and Foghat and ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. So I went back to a lot of those kind of sounds that inspired me in the first place. And that kind of got me through the next 10 years. And then I, you know, then all of a sudden, the phone starts ringing again a little bit. Rex, man, where you been? All these great 80s guitar sounds that you used to, you know, so it was great in the 80s. And then it was bad.
Right.
It was bad in the 2000s. And then all of a sudden, then it's good again. You know, I remember one night I was doing a local little side gig in a club, and I saw some 19 and 20 year olds sitting in a booth, and they got up and they go over by the jukebox, and I'm like, oh yeah, here comes the Pearl Jam or the Foo Fighters or whatever they're going to put on, and you know, they drop the coin in the slot, or the credit card in the slot, or whatever. Next thing you know, it's like Motley Crue, and I'm like, what? Haven't heard this in a while. But wait a minute, this is not this something. What's wrong with this picture? Here's like young people, and they're rediscovering an older generation. You know, they're just rediscovering my generation that I grew up on. So I'm like, wow, you know, maybe there's a, you know, maybe the global ice age of classic rock and metal, maybe that's starting to melt a little bit. Maybe there's a chink in the armor here. Maybe there's a little rays of sunshine starting to come through. And I think now, in this sort of this highly fragmented world that we live in, it's like, well, you know, before it used to be like, hey, what are you going to do? You're going to get the new album? Yeah, you got to go down to the record store. You got to go down to music around, right, or Record World or whatever it is. Got to go to the music store to get the record. Mm-hmm. And that was exciting. You know, like new Van Halen album comes out, goes on sale at midnight Friday, and the local DJ from the radio station is going to be there. The first 2,000 people in the door, you know, right, get coupons. You know, it was amazing. So it was more of an event kind of thing. Now it's like, oh, the new record is out. You know, do you like it on Spotify? Do you like it on Apple Music? You can just watch it on YouTube. Yep. You can get the physical CD if you want it. Where do you want it? Amazon, directly from the band website, from the record company directly. You know, there's just so many. Or you can just download the digital. And you know, I don't know how to play music in the car anymore. My son plays it. You know, he just goes on his phone. Next mm-hmm. thing you know, music is coming out speakers. So I've been through these different eras of, you know, we were hot, then we were like cold as ice, went from DOA to, you know, hey, where you been? Good to see you.
Right.
So you know, when you say, how does it feel to be back? It's really emotional, you know, and it's great, you know, and I love it. We just had a fabulous show. Saturday. Saturday, we were in South Bend, Indiana with Petra. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another band that has been through, you know, they were there at the beginning of the whole Christian rock thing. And for us to be there with them is just like, wow, what a journey.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm an old school fan. I mean, I grew up in the 80s and listened to bands like Messiah Prophet and Jazz Band and...
Uh-huh.
Blood Good, you know, all your contemporaries there. I guess maybe the Res may have been a little earlier, but it's good to see some of it coming back, but not like as a ghost of what it once was. Does that make sense? Like it's coming, you guys are playing, or a lot of these bands are playing, and they're not halving it, right? They're coming back and it's right.
Here's a statistic that's interesting to me. It may not be interesting to anybody else, but, you know, I was talking to my record company, I think like 2 weeks ago, and they said, hey, so here's what's going on. Your new album, here's the streaming count. And, you know, it's like, boom, 100,000 streams. And so the analysis of that is like, Well, it's 40% this demographic, and it was significant to me. They said 29% of these streams is from people under the age of 25. So I'm like, well, hey, that's nice, so we're able to reach, I mean, we're never going to be, White Cross is never going to be relevant the way that Olivia Rodrigo is relevant to teenage girls, like right now. No, 10 years from now, well, maybe Olivia Rodrigo, maybe she'll have some issues of her own with as far as being relevant. But we don't know that, nobody knows the future. But, for me, just doing what I do, I mean, I play rock and roll guitar. That's what I do. That's all I've ever done. That's all I know how to do. And that's what I'll probably keep doing until they drop me 6 feet into the ground. So for me, to get a statistic like, hey, 29% of your streams is like new listeners, that's very encouraging for
Yeah,
me. So that
multi-generational
just
is
that,
nice.
and I think that I'm seeing that, with the audiences that we play for, we get a lot of the older folks. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's like, well, yeah, well, but also 20% of your people is like over the age of 50. So,
Nice.
okay, so we have the old dudes and we have people between 25 and 50, we have that demographic, but we also have some of the younger fans too. So like you said, it's not like we're just a ghost of a memory, from, oh, here's a blast from the past. Where are they now? Kind of thing. It's not like that at all. It's like it's relevant. And people have said, people have told me, they said, man, your album, it's got the old school vibe. But we have all the modern technology
Right.
available
So
for recording.
that's sort of
So
what I was alluding to, right?
the
It's
sound
not.
that we're making is still, it sounds very in keeping with like a modern rock. And the other thing is that, I've seen other music industry statistics that, hip hop and rap music is, which was dominating for the last 5 years on the charts, has I don't know that it's any less, but like country music. Oops, sorry, my landline is ringing. I'll just ignore it, but until it goes away. Like modern rock is coming back too. It's trending upwards.
Right.
So all signs are good right now for what
So I
we're doing.
guess what I was kind of getting at, am I coming through? Do you hear me?
Oh yes, loud and
Okay.
clear.
I guess what I was kind of getting at is what I really find interesting, especially with the new record Fear No Evil and a couple of the other bands we've talked about, is it's not half-assed. It's like you didn't come back and just throw some stuff together and say, hey, this is White Cross and
No, no, no,
we can't really play. You guys are still at the top of your game. I mean, vocally it's amazing. Your riffs are still amazing in those leads. It's not, I guess to go back to that word again, it's not like a ghost of what you once were or like a nostalgia thing. This is a
no.
real record. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I spent 2 years of my life working on this record. It is upwards, onwards, looking towards the future. We're like, this is like a new chapter for us. And of course, this is the first record with our new vocalist, David Roberts. And we've never had, from the beginning, it was always myself and Scott Wenzel. We were the founding members. And, all with the tip of the cap towards Scotty, he's an iconic voice. The only thing I can say about that is that by the time we got to the year 2019, that was the band was kind of turning into a memory, like a ghost. We were like a nostalgia act. That's what we had kind of turned into, and it just wasn't working anymore. I mean, it was, well, it was pretty, it just played itself out. We went through all the motions, and it just got to the end where there was nothing left. We gave everything that we had with that, so
Fair enough.
we had to do something different. And Scotty, he's retired, and I've sent a few projects his way. So, I don't know if he's working on anything new or not, but we wish him all the best. But as far as I know, he hasn't done anything. And man, it's hard to sing. I have fronted my own side projects where I sing a little bit on the blues, You know, believe me, if I had a rock singing voice, I would have done it long time ago. Because who doesn't want to be the lead singer in a rock band, right? I mean, wouldn't that be great if everybody could do that? If we all had a voice like a 20-year-old Robert Plant, that would be amazing.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard to sing. And it's hard. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's hard to play guitar, man. We finished the gig, you know, an hour. I will tell you this, an hour after every gig, you know, my hands are in pain, and I feel just everything is like tightening up, and you know, it's like my knees hurt, my hips hurt, you know, everything. So it ain't easy being cheesy.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.
Oh, and I mean, aging, I'm actually, it's funny we're talking about this because I'm also a filmmaker and I've made a couple films over the years, including Metal Missionaries, a film about heavy metal and Christianity. But I'm working on one now about aging in the metal world. And it's funny you brought all that stuff up because it's, I mean, you're still playing and you're still relevant, but there's like all these different steps now you have to take to kind of get prepared and get the fingers moving again. And put all the Ben Gay on and the ice on afterwards for the same show.
But you know, if you think about it, it's a good thing because it actually, it's like when you get to this point in the game, you realize that, you know, why am I here? Why am I still doing this? You know, rock and roll is a young man's game and it's about youthful rebellion and it's about out with the old, you know, youth will be served. It's about that kind of attitude. So why am I still doing this? And you just realize it's because, man, we love the music. We love what we do. And plus I'm committed to our message and our mission. And this is a calling that God has given me. And so this is why I keep doing it. And, you know, and we're in this unprecedented time where nobody really knows how it's going to end. It's like nobody, you know, in 1969, when Mick Jagger and the Stones was a young band, you know, and the Who was writing, you know, "Hope I Die Before I Get Old." Hey, tell you what, dudes, you're all pretty old now. Hey. You know, they're still out there kicking it. So
I think aside from, you know, I know you've got your message driven for sure, but aside from all that, I think this kind of music, the heavier music, hard rock, whatever it is, once it gets a hold of you, like in your youth or wherever you are, it doesn't let go. You're just in it.
I know. And, you know, I've met a lot of people who are like in their 40s and their 50s. I'm sorry, kids, you know, but this is the truth. This is the reality. I've met a lot of your parents. And they have told me, again, Saturday night, you know, I heard from like three or four people told me, man, your music is the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah.
So they are also very happy that we're still out there and that we're not, you know, we're not like a ghost, man. We're excited and we're like chomping at the bit to keep.
So playing. I'm going to be totally honest with you. When I got the message from Jen that you guys were doing this again, I was like, oh man, I hope it's not going to be like one of these 80s bands that is coming back out and is not going to be able, because I want to remember, you know, like as it was, I don't want to remember running your name through the mud just to make dolls. And then I put the record on and went, oh my God, it's not.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You see all these bands from the 80s, you know, like, Since the band that comes to mind is Rat, you know, because everybody used to say, oh, White Cross sounds like Rat. And now you see, oh, Stephen Piercy is Rat. And then Bobby Blotzer, the drummer.
Yeah,
Bobby
they're a parody of themselves. Man.
And they're like, terrible. And they're like, you know, they're bickering with each other and they're fighting and, you know, well, I'll sue you. Oh, yeah, I'll skip that. I'll sue you.
Right.
You know, and they're fighting with each other. And then you go out and you see it. And it's like all these faceless backing musicians.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's like, ah, oh, geez. You know, it's like you say, it's like it. And so that truly is like a shadow of the past, you know?
Yeah. So like I said, when I got to Sumjana, I was like, shadow, oh man,
it's like a memory, you know, it's like a quick walk down memory lane, but this is not what Whitecross is. We are, we are very excited about, continuing forward and new things. And the way I look at it, it's a new chapter in the book. And, you know, I don't know how many more chapters there are to go before the end of the book, but the book is far from complete.
Right. Well, this is a great chapter for sure, because I really dig the record.
Good. I'm glad. That makes me very happy to hear that. So
I know we're going to be running out of time shortly, but what are your plans to take this on the road? I know you did some stuff with Petra. Are you guys planning like a more proper tours kind of thing?
Well, we are doing, a lot of dates with Petra. That seems to be a really good fit for us. And it's a great way. I mean, the record's been selling like crazy. Cause I think people are just sort of latching on. They're realizing when just as you said, you know, if they maybe they hear it on Spotify or YouTube or something, and then they go and they buy the album because they realize, oh yeah, this is like, there is something to this
right
record. It's not just like a relic. You know, like one more time for old
that's,
time.
Yeah, that's and it's not, hard because so many people ruined it.
It's not that at all. We are just. I think I'm playing guitar better than I ever have. I personally feel like this is our best album that we've ever made, and we finally got what I always wanted was a real rock and roll mix engineer. And I couldn't find anybody to produce the album the way that I want, so I'm producing the band these days. And, you know, when I meet somebody that will work as hard for us as I do, then we'll bring in another producer. But I got the best mix engineer and the best mastering engineer. So the records sound great, and we're just out there doing it. And we're excited, you know, we've been talking about the music the whole time, but I'm very excited about just bringing our message to the world that God is alive. And, you know, there's hope and there's reconciliation through Christ. And, you know, you can be reconciled to God. You can be reconciled to your family, to your people that are in your life. And that's the mission of the band, is to bring the good news of Christ, you know, to the world. So
probably very timely at this point too.
Right. Because, you know, you look at what's going on around our country, you know, and it's like, well, politics is not going to fix anything. You know, it's like nobody's happy with where the politics is at. So what's good, you know, what can unite our country together? Well, it's like when there's massive revival and people are turning back to God, and that's what'll bring our country together. That's what I believe. And you know, I mean, that's a side benefit among other things. And that's why we want to bring that message to the whole world. So we are out there and kicking it.
Awesome. And if fans want to find you, can you give us all your socials? Is it
whitecrossband.com? That's whitecrossband.com. Go there right now and order from whitecrossband.com.
Max, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I grew up listening to you guys in youth group back in New York in the mid-80s, so familiar with all that.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It was great.
Good luck with your good luck with the record. Good luck with the tour. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. God bless.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.
This is Chris DeMakes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Chris DeMakes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. In our giant evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of the Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, man, I gotta hear that. Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Chris DeMakes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday.